是的，但愿圣洁的灵此时此刻就充满在我们当中。
That's true. Let the Holy Spirit fill us right now.
愿他充充足足的运行在我们的当中，成就他所要成就的事。
May he move among us freely to fulfill what he wants to fulfill.
弟兄姐妹平安，欢迎大家来参加今天的主日崇拜的聚会。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters. Welcome to our worship service today.
好，我们很感恩哦，每个主日我们都可以通过网络来一起来聚集来敬拜。
We are filled with thanksgiving that every week we can worship online together.
但是网络聚会呢也有它的弊病。
But there are also shortcomings for online meetings.
有些弟兄姐妹在聚会当可能是左手是茶杯啊，右手是小吃。
So there may be people who may be multitasking and may be holding a cup of tea and other things at the same time.
可能有些人现在还躺在床上来参加我们的聚会。
Or maybe you're still in bed attending the meeting.
这样我们参加聚会的心态呢会影响我们经历主的同在。
And that kind of attitude would affect, the presence of the Lord with us.
但我相信我们当中大部分的弟兄姐妹哈是带着这样一个敬畏主的心存着心灵诚实的心来到主的面前来敬拜主。
The majority of our brothers and sisters will be worshiping in truth and in spirit with a fearful heart.
神呼唤我们说有耳可听的就当听。
The Lord called us, let those have ears, let them hear.
像今天呢我们在神的面前能够专心的听用心的听听到主要对我们所讲的话。
So may we listen carefully, intently today to his words.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天上的父，此时此刻我们就把我们的心放在你的面前来听你的声音。
Our Heavenly Father, we give our hearts to you so that we can listen to your words today.
你的国度要在我们的当中拓展。
That your kingdom may be established in us.
你的话语像那不朽坏的种子一样会进入我们的心田。
So that your words may enter into our hearts like unperishable seeds.
你的福音的真道会借着我们的教会能够被广传出去。
And the gospel will be preached in from our church.
这福音本是你的大能要救一切相信的。
The gospel is your mighty power to save all those who will listen and repent.
虽然传福音的人有可能被捆绑被隔离，但是你的福音从来不被捆绑和隔离。
Even though those who preach may be isolated, but your gospel can never be isolated.
保罗当初被囚在监牢里，但是他的所传的福音依然在人群当中被广传。
Back in those days, Paul was in prison, but yet the gospel was still preached.
如今这个病毒好像使我们人与人之间产生了隔离。
But today the virus seemingly quarantined all of us.
但是我们知道，我们也相信啊，这病毒没有办法阻止我们为主的名来做见证。
But we know and deeply believe that the virus cannot stop the preaching of the gospel.
为你召集我们众人成立马里兰福音教会我们献上感恩。
We thank you that you put us all together as MGC.
求你兴起我们。
Rise us up.
成为你的工人。
Become your workers.
成为你手中贵重的器皿。
Become a precious vessel in your hands.
让你的恩典让你的福音的大能借着我们能够彰显出来。
So that the grace and the power of the gospel may be shown through us.
谢谢你垂听我们同心合一的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our united prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天呢是我们天国系列信息的第八讲。
Today is the eighth sermon for the series on the kingdom of heaven.
那讲的是天国的比喻。
Talk about a parable of the kingdom of heaven.
那关于天国的比喻呢，在三本福音书里面都有记载，马太福音、马可福音、路加福音。
It has been talked about in three gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
特别是我们今天讲的这个撒种的比喻啊，是在三本福音书里面都是第一个讲到。
And also this parable of the seeds is the first parable being talked about in these gospels.
那在马太福音十三章呢，他是主耶稣基督是讲了一系列的关于天国的比喻。
In Matthew, Jesus has been preaching about a series of parables for the kingdom of heaven.
那这一个系列的天国的比喻呢，有一个共同的主题。
There is this common theme among all those that series of parables in Matthew.
都是在讲一件事情，就是神的国、天国是如何在地上展开的、拓展的。
And that is how the kingdom of heaven is going to be established on earth.
所以当我们说我们与神同工，在地上来做天国的施工工作的时候呢，我们要明白，借着这些比喻要明白神的国是怎样在地上不断的拓展开来的。
So as we say we're going to co-work with God in the ministry of the kingdom of heaven, we need to understand these parables to understand how the kingdom of heaven is going to be established on earth.
我们先来，把马太福音的经文呢一起来读一下。
Let's read together the book of Matthew chapter 13.
从第一节到第八节先是讲这个比喻。
From verses 1 to 8 is talking about this parable.
那18节到23节呢是主耶稣基督亲自来解释，这个比喻的意思是什么。
And then verses 18 to 23, Jesus was explaining the meaning of the parable.
马太福音13章第一节第二节，当那一天耶稣从房子里出来坐在海边，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，众人都站在岸上。
That same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore.
他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的飞鸟来吃尽了。
And he told them many things in parables, saying, A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up.
有落在土浅石头地上的，土既不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根就干枯了。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来，把它挤住了。
Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seeds fell among thorns which grew up and choked the plants.
又有落在好土里的，就结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的，有耳可听的就当听。
Still other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear.
所以这是前面主耶稣基督讲了这个撒种的比喻。
So in these verses, Jesus talked about the parable of seeds.
当时听到这个比喻的这些门徒呢，也不明白耶稣讲这个话的意思是什么。
But yet the disciples didn't really understand the meaning of that parable.
所以当他们私下里聚集的时候呢，门徒就问耶稣这是什么意思，那耶稣呢就亲自来给他们讲解，这个撒种的比喻到底是什么意思。
So then privately they asked Jesus what did the parable mean, and then Jesus was personally explaining its meaning.
18节说，所以你们当听这撒种的比喻，凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来把所撒在他心里的夺了去，这就是撒在路旁的了。
Verse 18, listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path.
撒在石头地上的就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的，及至为道遭了患难或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy, but since he has no roots, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away.
撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。撒在好地上的就是人听到明白了， 后来结识有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。
The one who sees the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the words, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choked it, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times that what was sown.
那在马可福音在记载这一段的时候，前面多出一句话来哈，耶稣有问他们，反问他们一个问题。在马可福音4章13节又对他们说，你们不明白这比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？
So Jesus has an additional sentence recorded in the Gospel of Mark, in Mark chapter 4. Then Jesus said to them, don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word.
那显然撒种的比喻呢，在耶稣的系列讲，用比喻来讲到的这个位置上是非常重要的。
So this parable of the sower is actually a very important parable.
之所以耶稣要第一个讲这个比喻呢，是给门徒做一个范例哈，当他们明白这个比喻以后呢，才能够明白后面的比喻。
In order for the disciples to understand the parables that follows, they first have to understand this parable of the sower.
所以呢，这段经文虽然是大家都很熟悉的经文哈，我们还是今天我们要花一点时间仔细的来思考啊，这段经文里面所要表达的意思。
So even though this may be a parable that we all have heard of, but we still need to spend some time to make sure we truly understand it.
那在巴勒斯坦那个地方哈，犹太人撒种呢是两种的方式。
In Palestine, there are two ways to sow seeds.
那不光是农夫啊，在那边居住的人呢都非常熟悉这些撒种的方式。
It's not just the farmers, but all the people who live there really understand how this is done.
所以当许多人拥挤耶稣来听耶稣基督讲论天国的道理的时候呢，耶稣就用这个机会哈，坐在船上，用他们最熟悉的撒种的这种的方式呢，给他们讲解那些深奥的天国的奥秘。
So when people were crowding Jesus, Jesus was sitting on a boat and using this way that they are very familiar with,to explain the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
第一种哈啊，他们撒种的方式就是这个农夫走在田里哈，随走随撒。
The first method is really for the farmer to walk along the field, and as he walks, he sows.
那当如果有刮风天的时候，他这样撒出去种子，可能风一吹呢，可能落到这个田埂上，可以落到荆棘草当中哈，可以落到各种的土壤当中。
So if it is a windy day, then whenever he sows, then the seed will be blown about and may fall into the pathway or into areas with thorn or rocky places.
那第二种撒种的方式呢，是他们用这个驴啊，驮着一袋的种子。
And then the second way is to have a donkey bearing a bag of seeds.
他们把这个袋子底下呢搅一个洞。
And there will be a hole poked through at the bottom of the bag.
所以农夫就牵着这个驴呢在田里面行走。
And the farmer will be leading the donkey walking around.
那一边走的时候啊，种子就从这个洞里面撒到这个田上。
And as the donkey moves around, the seed will be scattered along the field.
所以在这样一个大家很熟悉的一个场景当中呢，耶稣就给他们讲啊，这里有四种土啊，这个种子可能落在上面的。
And with this very familiar scenario, then Jesus was explaining the four kinds of soil.
首先呢，啊，撒种的这个人呢，是指主耶稣基督自己。
And the sower was representing Jesus.
那种子呢，是代表神的道。
And the seed represents the word of God.
啊，这是在路加福音里面很清楚的讲啊，这比喻乃是这样，种子就是神的道。
And it was very clearly explained in the Gospel of Luke that the seed is the word of God.
那四种土呢，就是代表四种听到的人的心态。
And the four types of soil represent the four different kinds of attitudes for the people who listen.
那借着这个撒种的比喻呢，耶稣基督要传递两个非常重要的关于天国的信息。
And there are two very important messages that Jesus was trying to convey.
第一个呢，就是讲说神的国度在地上的拓展呢， 是靠着撒种这件事情完成的。
The first is that to advance the kingdom of heaven on earth, it really depends on the sowing of the seed.
这是一个非常重要的信息，耶稣希望门徒能够清楚地了解的一件事情。
And there's a very important message that Jesus wants his disciples to clearly understand.
从这个撒种的比喻开始，后面讲的一系列的信息都是用这一种的这个重点来传递这个很重要的信息。
And then starting with this parable, then a sequence of messages was based on this whole concept.
神的国度在地上的拓展是通过这样一种方式，真理就像种子一样撒到人心里，这个国度是在人心里面不断拓展的。
So is that the seed is representing the word of God being sown into people's hearts, and that in turn establishes the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣亲自告诉门徒说，这个你们不要到这里去找神的国，不要到那里去找神的国，神的国就在人的心里，就在你们心里，就在你们当中。
And Jesus was telling them, don't go here and there looking for the kingdom of heaven. It is really in your hearts.
所以神的国度是一个属灵的国度，在这个教会的时期呢，是用这样一种的不是眼见的方式，是在人心里面，借着神的道的不断的这个传播而不断的拓展开来的。
So the kingdom of heaven is really a spiritual kingdom that is going to be established through the word of God in people's hearts.
所以接下来他讲这个麦子和稗子的比喻，也是讲神的国度如何在地上继续的这个拓展。
And then subsequently he talks about the parable of wheat and weeds, and that in terms is talking about establishing of the kingdom of heaven.
之后他又用芥菜种的那个比喻，是讲这个神的国度原先小小的一个芥菜，但后来可以长成一个好像一个参天大树那么大。
And then subsequently he talked about the parable of the mustard seed, starting about how kingdom of God can be a very small beginning, but yet it grows into this giant tree.
最开始跟随耶稣基督的这十几个人，少数的这些门徒就像那些小小的芥菜种一样，但是神的国度可以借着他们不断的成长，不断的成长，最后长成影响全世界的一个信仰。
The kingdom of heaven may start with a few people, a few disciples in the beginning, but through them, it will in turn grow into a giant tree representing the entire world.
所以神的国不是一个政治性的国度。
So the kingdom of heaven is not a political kingdom.
所以在地上的拓展呢，不是靠着政治的手段、政治的斗争来完成的。
And it's not established through political means.
我们也不能只是期望说某个国家有一个明君，有一个爱神的总统，主席，改变这个状况，使神的国度得到拓展的。
So we cannot count on that the kingdom of heaven will be established through some earthly president or king.In establishing the kingdom of heaven on earth.
没有错，我们是要为在上的掌权的祷告，但那个祷告的目的是让我们能够有一个平安的环境，可以广传福音。
Yes, we need to pray for those in authority, but the purpose of the prayer is so that we will have a peaceful environment so that we can preach the kingdom of heaven.
对于我们要参与到神国度拓展的工作的个人也好，教会也好，我们必须要清楚这一个重要的信息。
When we participate individually or as a church, we need to understand this concept clearly.
感谢主，我们教会的名字叫马里兰福音教会。
We praise God, the name of our church is Maryland Gospel Church.
传福音，为主来做见证，这是我们的首要的中心的使命。
It is the central mission to preach the gospel to the world.
从我们教会刚刚建立的时候，在2019年的2月份，我们就拆开了第一支的短宣队到美中的校园呢去做见证。
Shortly after our church was established, we sent a short-term mission to the Midwest campus.
那个正好是19年的春节期间，我们用了一个周末的时间呢走了3个校园。
It was around the Chinese New Year's festival time, and so we went around in different campuses in the Midwest.
在来美国的那些年轻的留学生、访问学者和他们家人当中呢，为主来做福音的见证。
We bear testimony for the gospel among those visiting scholars as well as college students from China.
大家还记得去年的复活节啊？去年19年的3到4月份啊，我们借着这个复活节的机会呢，我们到社区里挨家去敲门，去邀请人来参加我们复活节的特别聚会。
And then during Easter time of 2019, we also went around the community inviting them to participate in our Easter festival celebrations.
那次我们全教会都动员起来，大家一起来同心合意的去邀请去组织福音的聚会。
Everyone participated and we went and invite people to attend.
一晃一年多过去了，我们马上在9月12号我们要举办一个新的网络的福音的聚会。
And shortly now, a year has passed, and now we're going to sponsor this online evangelistic meeting in September 12.
鼓励大家哈，这一次呢，我们依然要把握住这个机会哈，大家一起全教会都动员起来，一起来同心合意的借着网络来传播主的福音。
We'd like to encourage everyone to take this opportunity to invite people to attend this online evangelistic meeting.
大家回头去想想看了啊，这些传福音的机会真的是稍纵即逝。
And as we think about all these opportunities, it's really opportunities for us to sow the seed.
去年二月份我们还可以去短宣呢，但现在出去走出去短宣的这个事情好像连想都不敢想。
We think last year we had the opportunity to go out to short-term missions, but this year we really didn't even dare think about such endeavors.
即使是我们能够走去哈，假如说再回到这些校园里面，那里的学生，如今的留学生也比一年前少了很多。
Even if we were able to go, there would be a lot fewer students in those campuses.
我们还记得去年我们在一个校园当中遇到几十个哈，从中国大陆派出来的这个飞机驾驶员的学生啊，他们在美国的航校当中学习如何驾驶飞机。
I remember we met several dozens of aviation students being sent from China.
那这些学生现在可能都不在美国了。
Very likely these students are no longer in China anymore.
可能那一次的福音聚会是他们第一次，也可能是很少有的那个机会，能够听到耶稣基督爱他们、救赎他们的这个福音的信息。
Probably that was their first chance, as well as one of the rare opportunities for them to hear about the salvation of Jesus.
所以像这样的机会真是稍纵即逝，我们要紧紧的把握。
So these opportunities are really hard to come by, and we really need to treasure them.
我们不提短宣，就是像去年复活节那样，我们走到社区里面挨门挨户的敲门。现在这样的事情我们也很难去做了。
And then also, what we did back in April last year, that we go and knock on people's doors, we can't really do that anymore.
如今好像网络是最好的，也是向我们敞开的一个。传福音的一个好的渠道。
The online meetings is really that best opportunity that we have right now.
但是这样的机会又会持续多久呢？我们也不确定。
And we don't know how long this will last.
现在说这个微信很快就要断掉了。
We're talking about WeChat being stopped soon.
好像传言说这个 Zoom 啊，这个他们的服务呢好像也要对大陆这个关闭了。
And we also heard that soon will be closed down in China.
这就是我们现在面临的这个变换很快的一个世界。
And that is the fast-changing world that we live in.
我们今天面前有的机会，明天是否依然存在，我们不确定。
The opportunities we have today, would it still be there tomorrow? We don't know.
所以鼓励我们教会的弟兄姐妹啊，真的是抓紧时间 不要浪费这些机会哈，同心合力的一起来为主摆上，为福音摆上。
So we encourage everyone to treasure these opportunities to really work together with Christ in preaching the gospel.
所以这是第一个我们读撒种的比喻的时候要听到的啊，听清楚的一个重要的信息，神的国是怎么在地上开展的。
So the first important message was to truly grasp is that how the kingdom of God is being advanced on earth.
是靠着撒种。
It's through the sowing of seeds.
是靠着神的道啊被见证出来，被传扬出去。
It's through the word of God being preached and expressed.
让神的国度是在人心当中啊，是在人的里面的生命的里面发生那个改变的作用。
And that it will make changes, bring about changes in people's hearts from the inside.
好，第二个啊，主耶稣基督讲这个撒种的比喻哈，要传递的重要的信息就是说，这个种子是一样的，但是最后能否结实是取决于听到的人的那个心态。
And a seed is the same, but yet whether it's going to bring about changes and bear fruits depends on people's attitudes.
这里讲了四种的人的心态。
It talks about four kinds of attitudes.
第一种好像是一种硬土。
The first is like packed soil.
这个路旁啊，人走来走去那种的地已经被踩得很坚实，让种子没办法进去。
So it's really on people's pathways that people walked about, so it turns into very hard and packed soil.
那第二种呢是浅土啊，这个土底下是石头啊，只有一层层表面的土壤。
The second kind is stony ground, so there may be a thin layer of soil on top, but underneath there is all kinds of rocks and stones.
虽然这个种子能够发芽，能够长出根来，但是那个根扎不下去，一往下生长就碰到这个石头，所以呢，它就没有办法能够结出果实来。
Even though the seeds will germinate, but yet it will soon encounter rocks and cannot grow any down deeper.
在这个长苗的过程当中，如果太阳太强啊，一晒，那这个苗就枯干了。
When the sun is very hot, then it withers.
那第三种人的心态呢，就有点像这个荆棘的土壤啊，虽然能够长，虽然也能够扎根，但是因为那个空间有限哈，被荆棘挤住了，让它没有办法成长。
And the third kind is thorny ground, even though it can germinate and establish roots.But yet, because of limited space, it is choked.
可能会结出一点点的果实，但那个果实没有办法成熟，因为它的水分营养不足够。
Maybe it can bear a little bit of seeds, but because of limited nutrients and water, it cannot bear a lot of fruit.
那第四种呢，就是好土啊，这种好土里面的种子哈，可以发芽结实，有100倍，有60倍，有30倍。
And then the fourth kind is good soil that it can bear fruit 30, 60, 100 times.
大家注意哦，这个比喻耶稣是讲给门徒听的。
But you should pay attention, this parable was told to the disciples.
是让门徒能够明白，所以他特别给他们解释这个比喻的意思。
And he intently explained this parable to the disciples to make sure they understand.
所以这四种土啊，不是在讲别人呢，是在讲我们呢。
So these four kinds of attitudes are not talking about other people, talking about us.
是让我们来思考，我们有没有可能像这四种土中的前三种土那种样子。
So let us meditate on whether we belong to any of the four kinds of soil.
在路加福音里面呢，耶稣讲完这段比喻以后，他记载说，他大声的喊着说。有耳可听的就当听。
And then in the Gospel of Luke, it recorded that after finishing explaining, Jesus proclaimed loudly, "For those who have ears, let them hear."
是今天我们在听这一段熟悉的这个信息的时候，我们是为自己听哦。
When we listen to a very familiar passage, we really need to pay attention.
是来对照我们此时此刻这个时候的心态来反省一下啊，我们有没有前三种土的那种的现象。
We need to reflect on whether we have the kind of attitude that is described in the first three types of soil.
不仅发现我们的问题呢，也能够改变，求神来改变我们的心。
That not only do we discover our problem, but we can ask God to change us.
能够让我们的心，我们这个时候的心能够成为好土啊，能够结出果实来。
So that our heart can become good soil.
所以我们一个一个来看哈，我们先来看硬土。
Let's start with packed soil.
这个呢是讲到路边哈，他说，所以你们当听这撒种的比喻，凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来，把所撒在他心里的夺了去，这就是撒在路旁的了。
Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path.
那这是一种的翻译哈，是讲的路旁。那有一种的翻译就是干脆就讲 on the road 哈，就是把你的这个种子撒到路的上面。
So one translation here is saying along the path, but another translation is really sowing on the road.
那另外一种翻译是说撒在这个两个田地的中间。
Another translation is to talk about being sown in between two fields.
意思是什么？什么？就是那个田埂，就是这个农夫走来走去的地方。
It's really that path along which the farmer walks.
所以当人走，把那个土给踩实以后，种子落在上面呢，就根本就没办法进到土壤当中。
As the soil become packed because the people walking on them, the seed really cannot even enter into the soil.
而且不仅能够，不仅进不到这个土壤当中，飞鸟还会来把它吃走。
And not only that, the birds would come and snatches away the seeds.
所以这是讲的第一种啊，人在听到过程当中有的心态。
And that's talk about one kind of attitude that people will have when they listen to the gospel.
就是这个福音的这个种子根本就没法进到人心里面去。
Is that the seed of the gospel cannot really even enter into people's hearts.
如果这个土壤当中没有种子的话，它这个土壤再肥沃，它这个土壤里面这个做更好再好的这个工作都没有办法长出苗结出实来。
Doesn't matter how fertile the soil is, if there is not a seed, then it will never germinate.
那可能这个农夫花很多的精力去翻土啊，去预备啊，预备浇水的这个水源呢、啊、等等哈、啊，甚至把这个栏杆都围好啊，就是不让动物来吃将来这个长出的果实。但是如果这个种子没有在土壤当中的话，这一切的工作都是白费。
The farmer may spend a lot of efforts to cultivate, to fertilize, and also even set up a fence around all the soil, but if there is no seed, then there is no germination.
所以这一段里面耶稣反复的强调听这件事情，你要听进去啊，你要把神的话听，借着耳朵这个管道进到人心里面去。
So repeatedly Jesus said that we need to listen so that the word of God can enter into people's hearts.
他讲到人听到就明白啊，讲到有耳可听的就当听，他呼唤人，他说前面的人想听都没有听到，你们是有福的，你们今天能够听到他们想听听不到的消息。
So repeatedly Jesus said that those have ears, let them listen, and you are blessed because people before you were not able to listen, but now you can hear, you can listen.
所以因为各种原因哈，人不愿意听，人好像是在听又没有听见，人听了以后也不放在心上，就这样过去了。那这种的心态就是这里讲的这个硬土。
So the attitude they talk about here is like people who listen but really didn't listen, or listen but they ignore it.
就像这个彼得前书哈一章二十三节所讲的啊，他说你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于呢不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
Isn't like 1 Peter chapter 1, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For the word of God stands forever, and this is the word that was preached to you.
如果人不愿意听，拒绝一听啊，不把神的话当真的话，那这种人是不可能得救的。
If people refuse to hear, then there is not, it's not possible for them to receive the word of God.
而且那个飞鸟啊，就是代表这个魔鬼撒旦嘛，他在旁边看着，当看到人有这种的心态的时候，他过去马上就把他听到的道呢，啊，就把他夺走。
And the birds represent Satan, and if people refuse to hear, then Satan on the side will immediately go snatch the seed away.
所以这种人就是听了这篇道，或者是参加了这个聚会，离开以后呢，好像什么也没有听见一样。
So it's like this person who attended an evangelistic meeting, it's like they didn't really listen to anything.
好，这是指这个不信的人。但是今天我们要问一个问题，基督徒有没有可能也落到这样一种的状态当中呢？
So now we're talking about non-Christians, but we need to ask for us Christians, can we fall into the same situation?
我也遇到一些基督徒啊，一来到聚会当中，尤其是唱完诗歌开始讲道的时候，他就开始打瞌睡了。
And I know some people, right after the songs, they would immediately start sleeping during the sermon.
有些人读经呢，就是读不进去，一读就打瞌睡，就要睡觉。
And then also when they read the Bible, they would kind of immediately start feeling sleepy.
当人落在这样一种状态的时候，他的耳朵好像就像神的道关闭了一样。
And at that kind of situation, it's like their ears have become impervious to God's words.
以至于神的道无法进入到他的心里面去。
And so God's words can never enter into their hearts.
有的时候呢，有些经文我们读得太熟悉了。
And then sometimes some Bible passages become too familiar to us.
甚至我们都可以背诵了，你提一句，我马上后面一句我就可以接得上了。
You can immediately recite one verse, and I'll immediately recite the following verse.
那我们在读这些熟悉的经文，好像我们觉得我们什么都知道了，所以就没有用心继续去思想，去听神今天要借着这段经文，熟悉的经文，要对我讲什么样的话。
We thought we know those verses, so we never really carefully consider what God is saying to us through that verse.
那这样的话，当我们心里有这样一种的心态出来的时候呢？哎，魔鬼就会把那个我们听到的道就给夺走了。
When we have that kind of attitude, then Satan would come and snatch the words away.
如果我问大家说，上个主日我们讲的道是什么信息，大家还记得吗？
If I ask, what did we preach last week, would you still remember?
如果问大家说，最近这一个星期你读到的圣经，你还有印象吗？
And I ask you,Did you still remember this week's Bible study that you attended or you have morning devotions on?
所以实际上我们每一天呢，我们都在神的面前要有一个警醒。
So we need to be vigilant every day in front of God.
求神让我们的心呢，不要变成硬土。
To ask God to not let our hearts turn into packed soil.
如果神的话，神的种子没有办法进到我们的心里的话，那个种子里面那种的强大的生命力就没有办法表现出来。
And if the seed cannot enter into our hearts, then the life force of it cannot be established in us.
这是硬土所讲的。
And that is the packed soil.
那第二种土叫浅土。
The second kind of soil is stony ground.
就说不光是这个种子要进到人的心里啊。
Not only would the seed need to enter into people's hearts,
它要发芽，它要扎根，而且那根呢要深深的扎到深处。
Not only it would germinate, it needs to also establish its roots deeply.
好，这是这个20节、21节所讲的哈，说撒在石头地上的，就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的，即是未到遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
Verse 20 and 21, the one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy, but since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away.
前途里的种子为什么没有办法最终结实呢？是因为没有根。
Why would a seed in stony ground fail to bear fruit is because it lacks roots.
根对一个植物的生长是非常重要的。
Root is very important to a plant.
有了根啊，这个植物就能够比较站得稳。
With roots, then the plant can stand firm.
啊，风刮过来啊，水冲过来啊，不会随便的就啊就被冲走带走。
When wind blows or flood comes, it will not be swept away.
那更重要的是说，这个根扎下去以后呢，它能够不断的吸收哈土壤深处的水分和营养。
And also, more importantly, it can absorb nutrients and water from the soil.
以至于那个太阳一晒，本来太阳对这个植物呢生长是很重要，是有帮助的。
And then when the sun shines, actually the sun is of course very important to the growth of plants.
但是因为这个植物的根没有扎下去哈，停留在表面的话，这个太阳一晒反倒让它枯干了。
But if there are no deep roots, then when the sun shines, then the plant is going to wither.
那这种的土在那个以色列那个地方呢是很常见的。
That kind of soil is actually very common, in that area.
表面上一层薄薄的土哈，再往下看呢，就是一些的石灰岩，一些石头在那里。
And then there is a thin layer of soil, and underneath it there may be all kinds of stone or limestone.
表面上看不出来的啊，但是呢，从那个植物的生长的状况，我们就可以看出来。
You cannot see it superficially, but yet when you look at the growth of a plant, you can realize it.
种子照样去发芽啊，但是呢，它再往下长的时候，就碰到底下的石头。
Initially, the seed would germinate, but then when it starts to grow downward, it would encounter the stones.
表面的这个土壤的水分很容易就散发掉了。
And all the kind of nutrient and water will quickly evaporate.
这是为什么哈，这个苗没有办法继续的成长，没有继续的结实。
And that's why the plant cannot continue to grow.
所以这个石头成为了这个苗结实的这个拦阻。
So the stones become an obstacle for the plant to bear fruit.
那我们就要问了啊，什么是可能是我们生命当中的石头呢？
Then we need to ask, what are the stones for our heart?
那表面上我们看着很好，我们照样的聚会，我们照样的参加各样的教会的活动啊，也在照样的读经，但是好像生命是处在那一种很浅的阶段。
Superficially we may look very good and we attend all kinds of meetings, but yet we are not bearing fruit.
是什么是我们生命当中那些埋在深层处不显露出来的石头？
What are the buried stones in our life?
那可能是我们里面有一些刚硬的心。
Or maybe there is a hardened heart inside us.
不肯被神破碎，不肯被神对付，不肯悔改的一些罪。
Or that we refuse to be broken by God and refuse to repent.
或者是一些我们不肯被改变的一些的习惯啊，我们常常已经被提醒啊，发现那个问题，但是我们还是照着以前的那种习惯去做事，去讲话，去对待别人。
Maybe there are some kind of habits that even though have been pointed out that we refuse to change in how we behave towards others and talk to others.
这个事情不光是讲那些啊，这个没有信的人，包括我们基督徒也是有这种现象。
It doesn't just talk about non-Christians, it is including us Christians.
在希伯来书第三章啊，就讲这样的经文说，弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
Hebrews chapter 3 talks about, See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
这是希伯来书的作者写给教会的，他称呼他们弟兄们，是对主内的弟兄姐妹讲的话。
The author of Hebrews was writing to brothers and sisters, Christians.
就是耶稣基督讲这个比喻当中这种浅土土浅石头地这种情况呢，是有可能在基督徒当中发生的。
So this problem of a stony ground can happen even among Christians.
平时看起来都好。
When we look at it on a day-to-day basis, they look good.
但是当逼迫、当患难、当你要为你的信仰付代价的时候，这个不同就表现出来。
When trouble and persecution comes, when you have to pay a price for your faith, then these things manifest.
要想我们的生命，要想我们的信仰能够站立得稳、站立得住，面对各样的困难依然能够持守我们的信仰，我们必须把根深深地扎下去。
If we want to stand firm in our faith and hold fast to the truth, we need to establish our roots deeply.
我们必须肯除去我们里面的硬心，要悔改我们的罪，除去那些不好的、坏的习惯，以至于我们的生命是有根有基的。
We need to remove the stones in our heart to repent of our sins and change our habits so that we can establish our roots.
那在历史上哈，有一段时间呢，在中国的一个少数民族叫做苗族当中哈，有超过 80% 的人是基督徒。
There was a period of time in China's history among the 苗 ethnic groups, there were actually over 80% of them Christians.
那就是因为有一个西方的传教士哈，他的名字叫 Samuel Poller, 他在苗族人当中做了非常好的福音的工作。
And it's because of a Western missionary, Samuel Caller, he did very good missionary work among those tribes.
但是后来中国大陆解放之后啊，尤其是经过文化大革命以后，苗族人当中真正坚持信仰的人并不是很多。
But then right after the Cultural Revolution, those who remain Christians among the male ethnic groups are not that many.
这就是这里所讲的哈，当人的信仰的生命没有扎下根基的时候，逼迫一来，压力一来啊，这些人就会退缩，就会离开。
And as we talked about here, that if the roots are not established deeply without a firm foundation of the faith, then when persecution comes, then these people would fall away.
好，这是第二种土，我们再看第三种土，叫荆棘土。
And the third kind of soil is thorny ground.
啊。在第22节哈，说撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来在世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑把道挤住了，不能结实。
In verse 22, the one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful.
这个硬土没有办法结实，是因为那个种子进不去。
The people who cannot germinate is because of the packed soil and the seed cannot enter.
前土这个不能结实是因为根扎不下。
For stony ground, the roots cannot establish deeply.
那荆棘土呢，问题出在哪里？为什么这个种子不能结实呢？就是因为它没有成长的空间。
And what about those...thorny ground that they cannot bear fruit is because there is no room for them to grow.
它可以生长，它可以扎根，但是被荆棘挤住了，以至于没办法结实。
They can germinate, they can establish roots, but yet they cannot bear a lot of fruit is because they are crowded by thorns.
什么可能是人生命当中的荆棘呢？
What can be thorns in our life?
这里又提到两件事情，一个叫世上的思虑，一个叫钱财的迷惑。
Two kinds of things are mentioned here, worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth.
那在路加福音里又加了一样，就是宴乐。
And then in the Gospel of Luke, it added one more thing, is really the luxuries of this life.
就是我们的时间啊，我们的精力啊，我们的这个想的整天的这个事情呢，都被这些的事情所占据了。
It's just like all our time and energies are occupied by these things in our lives.
马可福音又加上了说各样的世上的这些的私欲，这些贪欲。
And then in Matthew, they talk about all these deceitfulness and all these greed that we have in this world.
所以这个荆棘啊，不仅限于这里面提到的这几种。
So when they talk about the thorns, it's really not just these few kinds mentioned here.
不同的时代，不同的这个人群当中，可能有不同的种的荆棘出来。
In different generations, in different population groups, there may be different kinds of thorns.
但总之就是人的精力、人的时间、人的兴趣点都被其他的事情所占据了，以至于神的话在他的生命当中没有办法解释。
So all our time and our resources, our energy have been occupied by other things so that the seed cannot bear fruit.
所以在希伯来书第十二章第一节提醒我们。
And then in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 it reminds us,
我们既有许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
除去我们身上各样的重担，各样拦阻我们向前奔跑的那些事情。
Let's throw off everything that hinders and that so easily entangles.
除去那些挤压我们的生命、占据我们的时间、占据我们精力的那些的荆棘。
Remove the thorns that kind of crowd us and also took away our energy and time.
以至于耶稣基督那个生命可以在我们的里面能够成长成熟。
So that the life of Jesus can grow and mature in us.
这是第四种土所讲的，是好土，撒在好地上的，就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍。
And that's the good soil talked about here, but the one who received the seed that fell in good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown.
那这个好土哈，在这个路加福音里又被称为诚实良善的心。
And this good soul is also described in the Gospel of Luke as an honest good heart.
这个种子在我们这个诚实良善的心里，并且怎么样，忍耐着结实，就可以结出100倍、60倍、30倍的种子来。
So as we bear fruit with patience, then it can bear fruit 30, 60, 100 times.
好土当中有种子。
There is seed in the good soil.
好土当中种子可以深深的扎根。
It can establish its root deeply.
好土当中长出的这个苗哈，不被杂草荆棘所挤住占据。
And the plant that grows in that good soil is not crowded by thorns.
所以它能够成长。能够有结实的希望。
So there is this hope of bearing fruit.
但这些还不够哈，所以路加福音加上一句叫忍耐的结实。
And then also in Luke it added bear fruit with patience.
你最后能够结出100倍、60倍、30倍种子来哈，是要花时间去忍耐去等候，最后才能够结出这样的果实来。
And in the end, it will bear fruit with 160 and 30 times, and we need to go through this whole process with patience.
在结实的过程当中，你要克服任何的试探，啊，抵挡这些的阻力，让你能够最终能够，啊，让神的工作得到完成。
We need to overcome temptations and obstacles, and then in the end, we will be able to bear fruit.
在这个过程当中，会有风吹，会有雨打，但是神的恩典会与你同在。只要认准这个方向，持续的去跟随神哈，那个结实百倍的结果一定会出来。
In the whole process, we may be buffeted by winds and rain, but as we persist, and in the end, we will bear fruit.
这是在这个加拉太书哈第六章所讲的哈，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心。到了时候就要收成。
In Galatians 6, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap harvest if we do not give up.
主耶稣基督把这个比喻讲给门徒听。
Jesus talked about this parable to the disciples.
目的就是要门徒的心成为好的土壤。
Is to turn the hearts of the disciples into good soil.
门徒问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
The disciples came to him and asked, why do you speak to the people in parables? He replied, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them.
所以耶稣用比喻讲到的目的呢，是让听得懂的人就能够明白。
The reason Jesus used parables is so that those people who hear can understand it.
让那些一开始就反对、就拒绝、就不愿意听的人呢，就越听越不明白。
And those who refuse initially to even listen to Jesus, then the more they listen, they actually, the less they would understand.
那希望今天我们每一个人都听明白了啊，耶稣借着这个比喻，要对我们每个人所讲的话。
I hope that today we all have listened and understand this parable that Jesus is talking to us.
我要问大家，这四种土壤是不改变的吗？
I want to ask you, are these four kinds of soils unchangeable?
啊，一旦人这个人的心像硬土一样，他就一直像硬土一样，就贴上了标签，他是硬土吗？
Is that when he was soiled to be packed soil, then forever he would stay as packed soil?
显然不是这样。
Obviously, it's not like that.
我记得我当初哈刚开始听福音的时候，我的心也是硬土。
I felt that initially when I listened to the gospel, I was like packed soil.
我很清楚的记得我第一次去哈这个哈尔滨的那个基督教堂的那个情景。
I clearly remember the first time I went to a church in Harbin.
我记得是跟谁一起去的。
And I remember who I went with.
我记得那天的聚会哈，很多的人我们就坐在那个门口进不去的。
And I remember a lot of people were there and I couldn't even enter.
我甚至记得那天的天气非常的晴朗，因为院子里面好多的人。
And I remember it was a very sunny day and there were a lot of people in the courtyard.
但是有一件事情我就怎么也想不起来。
But then there is one thing I just really couldn't remember.
就是那天站在台上的那个牧师到底讲了什么，我一点印象都没有。
And what did the pastor say on that day? I really couldn't remember.
但是去教会的心态，看到尤其是看到那些都是老年人呐、啊，好像无依无靠的那些人去信耶稣的时候，我心里那种的心态就是，哎呀，我好像跟他们不是一样的人。
When I saw that those people who attended were old and weak, and I felt in my heart, I'm not like them.
所以心中的骄傲抵挡了这个神的这个真道进到我的里面。
So the pride of my heart really resisted God's words entering into my heart.
但是感谢主，神有怜悯给我。
But praise God, He is merciful to me.
后来神不断的来软化我的心，破碎我的心，让我能够听得进去圣经里面所讲的话。
And he continued to change my heart and soften my heart so that I can listen to his words.
那曾几何时我们的心态可能也是前途，也是充满荆棘的各种的土壤。
And initially your heart may be thorny ground or shallow ground, stony ground.
但神很奇妙的会改变我们的心，让我们成为好土。
But God can change us so that we can turn into good soil.
所以你看某一种的心态，它是会在不断的被改变的过程当中。
So you can see that we can start with one type of soil and change into another.
反过来讲，我们曾经我们的心态是好土。
Conversely, we can start with being good soil.
那是不是保证说呢？一直我们的心就是好土呢
？Can we guarantee that we'll continue to be good soil?
好像。这也不是实际的情况。
And that is not reality either.
如果我们不小心的话，我们曾经的好土的那颗心呢，会长出荆棘来，会生出底下这个大石头来，拦阻我们结出更多的果实来。
If we're not careful, our good soil can turn into thorny ground and also stony ground to prevent us from bearing fruit.
这是神呼唤门徒们有耳可听就要听的一个很重要的原因。
And that's the important reason why Jesus said to his disciples, let those have ears, let them hear.
就是让我们要常常的警醒，时时的小心，不除去我们生命当中的荆棘，除去那些的坚硬的石头，让我们的心能够在神的面前始终如一的保持那种好土的状态。
And so we need to remove the stones and the thorns from our hearts so that we can continue to be good soil.
让我们的生命在神的面前能够成为这个结实百倍、六十倍、三十倍的这样一个好土。
So that we can be the good soil that bear fruit 160 and 30 times.
愿神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
让我们成为好土，也能够让这种的生命借着我们不断的传递出去。
So that we can be good soil and continue to pass on the truth.
我们来唱这首回应的诗歌。
We sing a song.
成为神迹的器皿。
To be a vessel of God's miracle.